Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show, we're going to first talk about some of the presentations at the Sound Healing Conference coming up November 10th to the 14th. But we're also going to talk about how to talk about sound healing without sounding woo-woo, right? Because I was just having a discussion with my friend about this, and you know, a lot of people think sound healing is woo-woo, and if we're going to bring it into the mainstream and really be able to discuss it with doctors, you know, there has to be a little bit different languaging. So we're going to talk about how you might, you know, really explain it to people and listen to some music. And our intention is that we may be able to have sound healing into the mainstream in hospitals and also so that everybody believes in it because it's so effective, and so they can heal themselves and heal each other, right? And take our power back from the hospitals. Interesting light. If I tilt down or tilt up, then you can see my eyes. Okay. So I'll just go back and forth. Okay. Okay. So before we get started, let me tell you about some things here happening at the Institute. I'll go ahead and share my screen. So, there's somebody in our conference. Okay, so first of all, you know, we have the Sound Healing Center, which has multiple things going on. We have the college, state-approved college, and we have classes, online classes. You could actually start this week in the online program. It's ongoing enrollment, so you can start about every 2 weeks. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and all the ways you can work with frequencies and combination of frequencies, musical intervals and music and intention to change yourself and change the world, right? We also have the classes here at the Institute in Sausalito, just outside of San Francisco. And those start up again, I think January 18th or 19th. And it's nice because we've got our store here and you get to play with all of the instruments here. So we have a dozen instructors, and it's all about learning how sound is the basis of the whole way the universe works, or not just sound, vibration, right? And also, you learn many techniques and skills to be able to do this for a career, right? And also, we teach you or show you or lead you into getting really high and really still over and over. So that becomes the norm in your system, so you can help others better. And you learn all those techniques to help others get really high and really still, right? So that's the sound healing program. We also have the recording program, which is starting up again online in the middle of January. And it's about how to use a digital audio workstation, how to produce music, how to record and mix. And it's there's no program like it, you know. It's for all styles of music, but we teach you how to use binaural beats, how to think about frequencies based on, you know, chakras even. We also teach music theory within it. And it's really effective. It's just one day a week, and then you have to do some labs on your own. And so you can find all of that. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll come to this page, and then just click on Globe Institute, go to the website, and you'll see all the different classes for recording and sound healing. Right? So just click on sound healing programs, recording programs, and such, and there's all the details about the programs. We also have our sound healing store, where we've got over 300 instruments, technologies, I mean, everything you can imagine. We've got like sound healing therapy music. We've got frequencies you can play on the body. We've got vibroacoustic tools, which are our sound lounge, and pillows and dolphins all these vibrational devices, especially good for getting rid of pain and overcoming any anxiety and any neurological issues, right? We also have a full range of instruments. We have crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, we have a crystal harp, we've got Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums and rattles, chimes, tuning forks, sansulas, free notes, which are like xylophones, wood drums, hand pans. We also have all these consciousness-raising technologies, including our sound chambers. Now, it's like a few million to build one of these major ones, right? Actually, maybe even 10 million. But these will take you into another dimension. We've gotten downloads, and we've had some architects help us design them. And so if you've got a place you want to put it that will change the planet, or not, it's really really effective. But we have all types of consciousness changing technologies. We've got the Miracle iCube, which is a quantum device that will completely transform your environment. So it's about 6,800. It's not cheap. We've got the biomats, which are amethyst mats, a frequency device that will put the Schumann resonance into your water, the sensorium that actually displays colors and lights on the ceiling or through glasses, right? So we have all these different devices, including sacred geometries, structures, and pendants. I mean, and all my books as well. We have The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We got my recording books, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Producing. So there's a lot on the site, including a voice analysis program as well. We sell the program so you can do voice analysis on people. It's a really good way to just get your practice started. I actually make a lot having people come in. Also, if you wanted to get a voice analysis, you can sign up here to get a voice analysis to see exactly what's wrong with you. Right. We also have our sound therapy center. All of this can be found on the homepage, where you can find a whole range of treatments that we do, and we do a lot of them online. We also have the Research Foundation, where you'll find a lot of information and treatment plans, and also information for children. We've got our whole Sound Education Association with over 500 exercises you can download for kids. And so that's a lot of what's going on. Soundhealingcenter.com. So we've got our Sound Healing Conference coming up, November 10th through the 14th, and it's free. Right? Here's the website, soundhealingconference.com. And 20 of the top researchers, pioneers, instructors, doctors, talking about sound healing for healing and for expanding consciousness. And there's some really amazing people we have this time. I talked a lot about it in the last show, so and played quite a bit. So I'm going to talk about the latest people that I've been interviewing. One is really interesting is Paul Hubbard. Paul is a psychotherapist, but after doing psychotherapy, he actually drops into the zone and then takes people through a sound bath or a sound treatment to help them release all of the negative beliefs and all of these emotional blocks that a person has. And he did a really interesting sound bath. Let me play a minute of it here. This is Paul Hubbard. He works with some higher beings here. See how this, I'm just going to play it right in the middle here. Maybe I'll fade it in here. Check this out. Okay.
Joy and goodness and balance and good health. as you breathe.
So, it's an interesting presentation. We also have Sylvina, who is one of our instructors, and she, talks about the sound therapy sessions she does and does a little sound bath. Let me play a little bit of her sound bath, because she's got an amazing voice here. I'm going to go full screen here. Okay. Check this out. This is Sylvina Vergara. This one too. We also have an interesting presentation with Rowan McCrady from HeartMath. And Rowan is, doing some really interesting work with HeartMath right now. You know, for years they've had the Heart Coherence Project, where they've got like about 10 sensors, very sophisticated electromagnetic sensors. Actually, what do you call them? I can't think of the name, but they're actually picking up the energy in the electromagnetic field, very scientific devices. So they're monitoring any spikes in energy that correspond to energetic events. And the one big spike was, of course, 9/11. They picked up this huge spike from around the world in the electromagnetic field of the Earth, right? So this basic idea that they've come up with is that our emotions and our heart create an electromagnetic field that feed into the electromagnetic field of the earth around us, right? Around the whole earth. And that's where it actually, then it transmits around the world. So every thought we have goes into that electromagnetic field and helps change it in, you know, a small way. So it just shows how critical it is to actually have positive thoughts, to not run, you know, fear, anger, anxiety, and such, because you're affecting everybody, right? And he's really proving it. They're proving it. But now they've got an app where you can hook up this app to your body and then see how everybody else on the planet that has this app is synchronized with you. And they found that people are synchronized. Their heart rates are actually synchronized. So there's like this whole incredible synchronicity between everybody on the planet, which is really unusual, and they're showing it scientifically. The other thing that's really interesting is he talks about the electromagnetic field around the Earth and how it's modulated and triggered by cosmic rays. Of course, the sun rays, which, by the way, right now, he's just had an X-class flare. So it's really, really intense right now. But he showed a chart that actually showed how since the 1820s, every time there's been any solar flares, there's like major events like wars and all types of things, bad things happen. But also they mapped out that creative changes in the planet, people that come up with creative ideas, also happen when these solar flares happen. Some people get really freaked out, right? Like maybe you've been feeling the energy here lately because of this major solar flare we just had. And other people go in the zone and get really high and do creative work, right? So it was just really interesting to see how affected we are by the electromagnetic field. And it's not just the sun, it's all the cosmic rays from all the other star systems and everything. Right. And he actually compares it to the Schumann resonance because his company are the ones that track the Schumann resonance around the world. And the Schumann resonance is actually way smaller in amplitude than the electromagnetic field around there. So the Earth. Also, the electromagnetic field around the Earth is average of 0.1 cycles per second, which means one breath, one cycle every 10 seconds, right? And that just so happens to be the rhythm of the brain when you're transmitting love. And it just so happens to be the actual time between waves in a set of waves. It's like 10 seconds. It varies a bit. But that means that even the waves are in training you into the energy of love, right? It's just amazing, just him showing all these different aspects of how everything on the entire planet, including rocks, they've even got a tree app now. You can hook up to your tree, and it will show how all the trees are creating this vibration and reacting to the electromagnetic field. But everything, all rocks, every animal, everything is synchronized on this planet in a very specific way. We affected ourselves, but there's this cosmic energy that's affecting us, including the electromagnetic field. But we're all in sync in a certain way, which is really interesting. We think we're unique, but we're all part of the group. We're all part of this mass consciousness, which can be a mess. Right? So we have to work hard to actually overcome it with sound and vibration. It works. It's really fun to do. Right? So that's Joel McRae's. I really highly recommend his presentation. Then there's also, let me go back to the presentations here, Elizabeth Gramsch. Oh my God, You know, a lot of people talk about Alfred Tomatis and his work, where he studied exactly how the ear works and how bone conduction works through the head, not only the head, but the body. And there's like a major problem that can happen if bone conduction is not working perfectly to get the sound from one ear to another in time. Because if, and if it doesn't get from one ear to another across the bones and at the right time, then it completely throws people off and they can't, basically can't hear and can't perceive and really take in information, which is also a cause of, can be a cause of autism, right? She also talks about the stapedius muscle, which is this muscle in the right between the middle ear and the inner ear, which is a really fast, tiny muscle. And if it doesn't work right, you can't basically function. You can't hear, right? And they don't even check for this stuff in school. And there's kids that just can't hear, right? And we're not talking about just the eardrum. We're talking about not being able to tune into what's, you know, anything. And then they think they've got ADD, so they give them drugs, right? I mean, it's like we could help the world so much just by testing for these issues. It's just crazy, actually, right? Because, and there's treatments for it. There's the listening program that actually exercises the stapedius muscle. And there's also a test you can do, which is really interesting. I did it in the presentation she did, where she has you put a tuning fork on different spots on the side of the head. And what's really interesting is if your bone conduction is working correctly, you will actually hear that tuning fork on the other side of your head. So I put it on my right side of my head, and I heard it on the right side of my head. And she's like, "Oh, you got a problem." I'm like, "Oh my God, I got a problem, right?" But it's like I'm not hearing correctly. Whereas when I put the tuning fork on the left side of my head, I actually heard it on the right side of the head. And she said, "Well, at least one side's working." Right? I mean, it's just so simple. And this is like just very scientific work that really needs to come into the mainstream because it can really help people dramatically. Right? We also have Sonia. Oh my God, Sonia Draculich is she's just an unbelievable singer. Let's see, I don't have it pulled up here, but I really want to show it to you. Maybe I'll just go in and grab it here. I'll just go into Zoom. Okay, so it's really all of these presentations, they're blowing my mind, right? And I know a lot about in the field, so I just really recommend that you check it out. Again, it's November 10th to the 14th, and it's free. It's like 10 to 4, 6 each day, and it's totally free. And then it's free for 2 weeks. And if you want to buy it afterwards, then it's actually it's oh, here it is. It's only $97. Okay, check this out. Let me find her little place where she sings. She's one of the best singers I've ever heard. Her presentation is really beautiful too. Anyway, okay, let me jump ahead and see if I can find it. Sorry, I didn't have this.
And he replied he would teach everyone many, many methods of prayer
Where she sings.
Comes or
in those education systems. I'll sing one of my favorite Hungarian laments. These are folk songs from Eastern Europe, and this song is called Love, Love, and there's about 200 versions of this particular song. And then I'll sing another one that is called Iskra Yala, and it's from Bulgaria. and it's about the shining star. Yes, okay. We start over.
Our sound healing conference. Right? There's my presentation as well. I go through all the different aspects of how to work with sleep, pain, PTSD, ADD, anxiety, depression, grief, autism, Parkinson's, dementia, and traumatic brain injury. And that's all. A lot of those treatment plans are on our Medical Sound Association site as well. And so it's a really good presentation. And then oh, that's what I should do. I should play a little bit of my sound bath. I actually did it in my home. So check this out. Okay. First sound bath. Okay. This has not been mixed. I had a little reverb. I'll just play a little bit of this. Okay. I'm a little silhouette because I thought it'd be better to see the ocean instead of me. Check this out. That's for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, you can find everything at globesoundhealingconference.com. Globesoundhealingconference.com. Okay. And that's the conference. So I want to talk a little bit about the ways to explain sound healing. You know, when I first told my brother I was doing sound healing, he said, "What the hell are you doing that shit for? That's ridiculous." Right? So I started explaining all the science to him. And that's the first thing you can do, is explain the science. There's some basic laws of resonance that I learned about in my physics class. I was a physics major at UC Berkeley to start. And I'll just go through them briefly. The most basic one is that everything is vibration, right? The most primordial aspect of reality is vibration, more than numbers, more than anything. It's the basis of everything. It's vibration. At the deepest level, there are waves of energy that vibrate at a very specific vibration. And that's the basis of all reality, right? So when you understand these laws of resonance, then you understand how the universe works and you can work with it, right? And help change the planet, help change yourself, help change others in a more positive way, or just tune in to the actual vibrations of the universe and planet that are in alignment with source and spirit, you know, that are not breaking things down, and then just connect to it, right? So everything is vibration. The second law of resonance is everything has its own resonant frequency that it vibrates at. And I mean everything, every material, every piece of anything, every plant, every, you know, every life, everything that's alive, every thought form, every emotion, everything, your soul, even source, even the universe has its own frequency, right? Now, many things, or most things, just about all things, have multiple frequencies, right? So, but there's always a fundamental frequency that all of those frequencies are based on, unless it's noise. Noise doesn't have a fundamental, but most things do have a fundamental, and then there's harmonics. So, I mean, all these other frequencies that are in relation to it, normally mathematically, mathematical multiples, in fact, 1 × 2 × 3 × 4 ×, but they all have a fundamental root that it's based on. And that is what makes that thing what it is the most, right? In science, they often define things based on that resonant frequency, right? Now, what's cool is when you find that resonant frequency of any part of the body and play it to it, it will resonate it into its natural healthy state. Or if you turn the volume up at that resonant frequency, it will explode it. That's called destructive resonance. And that's what they do with kidney stones. Find its frequency, turn the volume up, and kablooey, right? Or it's what they're now doing with cancer. I just met a doctor a couple of days ago, and he said they're now using a device called focused MRI, which I've actually played different things, different videos of companies doing this, where they actually find the frequency of cancer, any type of cancer, they actually turn the volume up and can explode it. And it's now becoming mainstream in hospitals. They said, this doctor said that now the hospitals and the doctors are kind of freaking out because it's like leaving behind completely, you know, chemo and radiation. Thank God, right? I mean, how many people have been hurt and killed from chemo and radiation? It's just crazy, right? I mean, it's not good for you, right? And now with this new device, you can actually find the frequency, explode the cells, go home in a half hour, and there's zero side effects. I mean, there's a dramatic change happening, right? So that's very cool. The next law of resonance is there's just basic resonance with triggering a vibration of something, right? If I take a wand and hit a crystal ball, it's going to ring at its natural resonant frequency. Everything has a resonant frequency. And in physics, that is stored energy. When I hit that crystal ball, it actually puts out more energy than I gave it. That's a trip, right? It's stored energy. And it's like infinite energy. If I keep hitting that crystal ball for 100 million years, if I could, it will continually put out more energy than I gave it. Physics of resonance is that it's actually stored energy, right? Now, when you have two of the same vibration, that's sympathetic vibration, right? So it's like when I'm in a room of crystal bowls and I go, woo, you know, one of the bowls will start ringing, right? Or, you know, you might have that in your room where, you know, like a window or something, some lamp or something starts ringing, right? It's like sympathetic resonance. The best example of that is love, right? Two hearts vibrating at the same frequency and they trigger each other, right? Trigger each other and it creates this whole field. And that's the next law of resonance is resonant fields. Whenever you have more than one thing vibrating at the same frequency, it will actually create a resonant field, which is stronger than the two by themselves, right? And this is really cool. Resonant fields are the way we change the planet. If you get enough people, and this is exactly what HeartMath is doing, you get enough people resonating a certain vibration, and we can affect the rest of the planet, which really goes right into the most important law of resonance of all. And that is a strong vibration will overcome a weaker vibration and entrain the strong, a weaker into the stronger. Right? This is the way all change in the universe happens. If there's change, it's based on this law of resonance. A strong vibration changes a weaker, right? That's exactly how the whole universe works. And that's how we change the planet. We get enough people resonating a certain vibration, it creates a very strong resonant field, and the rest of the people on the planet don't have a chance. Except to be a PN trained, it got to be a lot, right? It's like I'm in Mount Shasta right now, and they say there are 3 million Lemurians underneath Mount Shasta. Well, all living in love and light all the time, right? Well, if you're in a room of 3 million people living in love and light all the time, how long would it be before you're in love and light? Well, it's like poof. Basic law of resonance. A strong vibration overcomes weaker and trains the weaker. Well, if you get, you know, millions of people on the planet doing a certain vibration, it really affects. In fact, the research that Roland McCrady did was really interesting. It's really a funny one. He said they did a project where they had four people in a room and three people knew how to run love and compassion. They'd been trained in heart coherence. The fourth person was not in on it and had no idea why he was there really, but they were all hooked up to devices, very serious monitoring devices. And they found that when each of the three would actually run heart coherence or love, the fourth would, his physiological parameters were totally entrained into them, right? This is huge. We get enough people running these higher vibrations, and pretty soon everybody's in the zone, right? This is where we're headed. You know, Metatron said that it would be 2037. Every single person on the planet's living in love and light, all hearts connected. 2037. Oh my God, it's amazing, right? What if that's true? Okay. Then the next law of resonance is transformative resonance. If I play a speaker to a bowl really loud frequency, I can get that crystal bowl to vibrate at any frequency. In fact, get any part of the body to vibrate at that frequency. But when you stop it, we normally go back to our old frequency, right? The bowl will definitely go back to its old natural frequency. Well, with transformative resonance, things are changed forever. It's like you resonate that frequency into something and it changes forever. Maybe you've had experiences in your life that have changed you forever, right? This is transformative resonance. It's also there's a research project on YouTube where they show a salamander egg, and they put a laser through the salamander egg, and it vibrates into it's the other way around. They have got a frog egg, and they put the laser through the frog egg into a salamander egg. So through the frog egg into the salamander egg. And the salamander egg changes into a frog egg and bursts the frog, right? That's transformative resonance. Transformative resonance is also Anita Morjani, who had fourth stage cancer. She died and went into love and light, came back, and within a month, all of the tumors were completely gone in her body. That's transformative resonance. Or us going through this torsion field in the galaxy where we are being transformed into this higher DNA, higher consciousness, right? It's a little difficult journey, but it's really magnificent, right? So that's transformative resonance. There's also a law of resonance that is basically the law of attraction. I didn't learn that in my physics class. But the law of attraction is based on resonance, right? You resonate a certain frequency of, or certain energy of what you want as if you've already got it, right? Or as if you already are there. And it comes. It comes to you, right? What's interesting is it's like gravity, right? Except in the 3D world, two things that are vibrating at the same frequency do not pull towards each other. They don't move, right? Of course. But in the quantum world, things do come together. And that's a trip. Here's the best example. You know, I put together a Cirque du Soleil style play called Compassion, right? And I created a strong resonant field by doing a detailed website and a 20-minute video demo. And then people started showing up, and I said, oh, I've got this demo. Check it out. And now we're going to be doing that play in 35 venues around the world, right? But if I hadn't created a strong resonant field, and I said, oh, I've got an idea for a play. Well, it's not like people are going to go for it, right? It's like, well, let me tell you about the idea, maybe, right? But you create a whole website and a 20-minute demo with visuals, cool visuals, and actual sound and everything. That's a strong resonant field. And then spirit goes, okay, I'll bring people to you, right? It's been happening. You know, it's like people just been showing up left and right. It's like my guide said, don't even have to get out of bed, no slippers. And you know, all these funding sources and all these helpers are coming now. And it's really cool. So that's the basic law of resonance. So those are cool to tell people. I told my brother, right? And about all of these laws of physics, and he listened and was really, really turned around. Also, another one I use is brainwave entrainment. The science behind brainwave entrainment is really definitive. Actually, I'll just stop sharing and let you see me. Okay. Oh, not a good camera here, though. Not a good internet. It's a little grainy. Anyway, The when you play a rhythm, especially in 2 ears, whoa, 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 and hook up an EEG to the brain, it's scientifically you can see that rhythm actually synchronizing the brain within 15 seconds, right? For delta for sleep, whoa, 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 slow rhythm, theta for creativity and relaxation, alpha for learning and sports, right? And beta for thinking and overcoming ADD, right? And gamma for blissing out, right? Okay. So this science is definitive, right? There's no two ways about it. You can see it with the EEG, electroencephalogram. You can see precisely the brain synchronizing. So that was really helpful, telling my brother that as well. Now, the other thing is the science that's happening around destructive resonance. I mean, Anthony Holland has on his TED Talk, which is on YouTube, you can see four different types of cancer being exploded with four different electromagnetic frequencies. Cancer cells actually exploding on video. Right. And this is very cool, you know, because it's like my brother, other brother, he says, oh, this must all be placebo effect. Well, a cancer cell exploding is not placebo effect, right? This is actual physical vibration using destructive resonance, just like kidney stones, right? It's real, right? I mean, also, you know, like sound healing's been on Dr. Oz like a dozen times, right? I mean, also, this is a big one that helps. Sound healing is in just about every major hospital in the country, in the US, actually in hospitals outside of the US too, in the integrative therapy departments for years now, although the pandemic kind of slowed things down, right? But it's like in San Francisco, I checked all the hospitals and every hospital was doing sound healing in the integrative therapy department. That really helps for people that think it's woo-woo. It's actually being incorporated. So talking about the science can help. Talking about how it is in the mainstream right now can help. But the most basic way I explain it, and doctors have actually, they listen when I explain it this way, is the most basic aspect of vibration is chaotic vibration versus consistent vibration. So with chaotic vibration, it's really like fear, or anxiety, or anger. It's a waveform that's not stable, right? Whereas all sound healing vowels and instruments are stable like this, as opposed to right? And when the body is healthy, every single part of the body is actually vibrating at a stable, consistent vibration of its own natural healthy state, right? And doctors totally get that, right? So that's another good way to explain it as well. All of these can be really helpful. There's another way that I do it as well, and that's kind of to overwhelm people with the truth, right? A lot of people think sound healing is like music, right? I remember one brother said, oh, yeah, music kind of makes me happy sometimes. I'm like, it's a little deeper than that, right? Some people think it's just frequency, right? Well, it's really a whole range of things. It's frequencies, it's combinations of frequencies, it's musical intervals, it's musical flows, which include rhythm and melody, and it's intention and energy, right? It's all these different levels, and all of those levels work physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So often when I explain it that way and get into a little bit of the detail as to really it's all about musical flow, and the frequencies and the timbres can actually be the blockages, and you get them, whether explode them or get them to resonate in harmony so that you can actually, they can actually receive and transmit the flow, right? So it's about flow physically in the body. If you don't have good flow through your nervous system, you'll be shaky. Good flow through the circulatory system, you know, you could have a heart attack. No good flow through the digestive system, and it's a mess, right? And then good flow mentally through the brain is focus instead of jumping around, which is not good flow. Good flow is smooth, stable, consistent vibration through the brain, and now no more ADD, now no more anxiety, now no more depression, right? Good, smooth flow through the emotional system, right? Instead of stuck emotions like stuck, right? Where you, which then develops into a disease, right? It's all about flow and emotions, right? And then the ultimate, which is flow in the spiritual realm. And gratitude's a nice flow. Compassion's a nice flow. Love is a wonderful flow. It's all smooth flows. Joy is really great. And then there's the best, one of the best flows of all, and that is the flow of your soul. Right? So stable that it's profoundly still. The best flow of all, though, is source. Such a stable vibration that when you're there, it's like profoundly still. When you're connected to source, when you're one with the universe. And there's indescribable love there, right? Indescribable love. Everybody says when they go into source, they feel this love. Right? So I don't talk much about the spiritual realm with my brother, though, right? But I do talk about flow, you know, because, I mean, everybody can relate to flow when you're in the flow. You can also look at, you know, everybody knows that flow in nature is the whole deal as opposed to stagnation, right? And people understand when you talk about flow in the body because the definition of health is smooth flow, no blockages. It's the definition of health, right? So those are some things you can use on people to explain this is not woo-woo, right? Now there's some woo-woo. It's really, you know, what's woo-woo is the way people explain it, right? I mean, you could say, some people would say you start talking about angels and ascended masters and positive aliens. And that's when they think, okay, this is woo-woo, right? But, you know, when someone's working with those beings and the cancer is gone, you know, then it's a whole different world, right? So, and, you know, it's funny, we're just talking about with Paul in his presentation, every religion there is just about talks about angels and believes in angels, right? This higher realm. Right, but if you start talking about it in the hospital, it's woo-woo, right? So we'll leave that out for now. I wouldn't mention, you know, ascended masters or archangels to my brother at all. No, he'd be gone. Although I have to tell you, the funniest thing, not that funny, but my brother got prostate cancer, and he went into Massachusetts General to get a treatment, and they paid me $10,000 to create a whole series of songs for the integrated therapy department. And they were advertising my CDs on the TV when he walked in. That's when he really started talking to me. And now he's totally into sound healing. It's very cool. So may the whole planet, everybody on the planet, get it, that this is real. And not only real, it is the way, the new way of medicine that could heal every disease in the world with zero side effects, not to mention get people really high and one with the universe where we're all connected. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, rest of the week, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.